Got a new phone and open those with my face. Here you go. Technology. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let me put the time here and make sure that I don't go beyond my time. I want to, for those that haven't heard this Puerto Rican accent before, I'm Norby Foss, and I want to wish everyone here Feliz Navidad y Próspero Año Nuevo. Now, communion is a time we set apart to remember Jesus and his life that still impart into ours and to his disciples. Today, I wanted to share a couple of stories around Jesus' crucifixion. So if you can turn to Luke 23, 39, 43, I think we're going to have it up here. It's great to read the Bible. And the history of Jesus is one of the best ones, his life. One of the criminals who gone there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Another story, and maybe we don't think that this is related to the crucifixion, but it is. In Matthew 26, 6 to 13, it says, while Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, whenever this gospel is preached, like today, throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. And in Luke 7, describe this woman who anointed Jesus. This is a Jesus anointment before he went through the crucifixion. As a woman who lived a sinful life. Some people say it was Mary Magdalene. Another gospel says Mary, the sister of the disciple that Jesus resurrected, Lazarus. But we really don't know. But it says that he was a sinful woman. Now, let's look at the parallels of these two stories. First, both of them had an encounter with Jesus. Are we okay with that, right? Second, they were sinners. They were outcasted individuals by the society and the culture of that time. Can we agree on that? But Jesus saw something different. He saw something different in them. He saw goodness. He did not see an empty jar, an empty glass, an empty spiritual glass. He saw a half-filled glass with potential. Potential to be filled to the maximum. He treated them with respect, with dignity, and love. On this Christmas time, a lot of us go back to our homes. I'm sorry to tell you, it'd be 80 degrees on Tuesday for me. My home is Puerto Rico. This is where family is. And you get to share with your family. You get to share with your friends. And maybe it's that cousin that bullied you when you were a kid. Been there. Maybe it's that aunt and uncle that steers you the wrong way because of what they say, the way they look. Maybe it's when you go to your Christmas party at your work, like I'll be there this afternoon. That person that, you know, just rubs you the wrong way. It's what they said, the way they look, the way they react, maybe some of the things that you said. Let's try to look at everyone through Jesus' eyes. Amen. Let's see goodness on them. Let's see goodness in God's creation. Concentrate on what is good on that person, in the positive, the potential as Jesus did, and let's see the results. Let's pray. Amazing God, awesome God, we magnify and glorify your name today. It feels like Christmas, and Christmas is a great season. But the reason for the season, it's your son Jesus. And he lived a life worthy of imitating. It's not easy. It's not easy to do. But that's what you compel us to do, to follow the steps of Jesus. Now we implore you during this time and going on that we can see the goodness in people. Like Jesus saw in Mary, the sinful woman. Like Jesus saw in that robber crucified next to him. Like he saw on everyone he interacted with. He did not see their past. He did not see their personality, the way they talk, the way they look. But he saw beyond. He saw that they were good because they were created by his Father, you God. He saw that they have potential to become great, great people. I implore you that we look at us and our potential, but we look at other people and bring that good. Talk about what is positive from those that we interact with. In that way, we remember you and remember your sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. It's in his name I pray. Amen.